Following the alleged murder of 20-year-old Israeli soldier Gabriel Kobi by a Palestinian in the old city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced plans to occupy a Palestinian house in the old city of Al-Khalil and allow illegal Israeli settlers to reside in the property. 14 Palestinians petitioned the Israeli High Court to prevent settler families from moving into the three-story building owned by Palestinian families near Ibrahim Mosque. Residents of Hebron Al-Khalil further complained that Israel is continuing human rights abuses against the Palestinian population. Since the shooting, 4 Palestinian men have been wounded with live fire, 10 from rubber-coated steel bullets, and countless arrests and house raids by the Israeli army.
Yesterday at 12:30 p.m., the soldiers stormed my home, arrested my brother and my nephew, and detained them for 6 hours. They trashed my house and destroyed the living room and bedrooms and physically beat my family.
Residents state the moves of the Israeli army will further allow the settlers living in the area the excuse to expand their illegal settlements in a bid to annex the old city of Hebron. Human rights groups have slammed Israel's incursion of the old city.
Escalation in Hebron city considered as a war crime regarding to the Israeli policy to uproot the Palestinian people from the old city of Hebron as well as Jerusalem and all the Palestinian territories. We considered what happening in Hebron and the district of Hebron is a war crime. We ask the international, we call the international community to rise their voice loudly against this escalation, against the civilian people, to protect the Palestinian people, the civilian people under the occupation.
Clashes continue between the Israeli army and Palestinian youth who are protesting against their incursions of the old city, which has led to a closure of a school and heavy curfews on the residents. The right wing of Israeli coalition cabinet has further called upon Benjamin Netanyahu to halt the release of prisoners that Israel has held since the beginning of the 1993 Oslo Accord. Since the Israeli incursion of their city, Palestinians have witnessed brutal violence at the hands of the Israeli forces. That includes injuries of live bullets, occupation of houses and rooftops. Residents say this is the excuse Israel needs in order to occupy more of their city. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Hebron, Al-Khalil.